Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
So yeah, you guys get outside of the castle walls and start walking nonchalant. And as you're walking through town, Emran, I'd like you to make a perception check, please.
6 plus something. Hang on. 11.
Wilder, I'd like you to make a perception check, too.
Dirty 20.
Wilder, something kind of catches you. A large shape kind of catches your peripheral vision, and you turn, and across the crowd you see a rather large set of antlers as you notice another Fontar belonging to a male Fontar across the crowd who seems to be staring agog in your guys's general direction.
Hey, Em. Not to sound rude, but are they related to you? And I just kind of gesture with my head.
You guys all know each other, right?
Playing games with strangers. You know there's no danger. So come on in. We're all friends. Playing games with strangers.
Emran, you see a male Fontar staring at you with just mouth agape.
And he's not familiar to me.
No.
Is he cute?
Very, like some might even say hot.
Oh my goodness. I will stare back, confused.
He takes a couple steps forward.
I think it's a suspicious look that I wear, but I'm still just watching, like eye contact.
Cousin, uncle.
I don't think so, unless I don't know them.
Nephew.
No, I hope not. I will just look back and kind of do the, like, what?
And he just looks a little bit flummoxed and goes, excuse me, and kind of wanders back into the crowd.
Excuse me? Come back.
I'm sorry, me?
No, the other Fontar.
He starts to look around. Like,
yes, you. You.
Oh, okay.
You're just going to stare across a crowd for that long and then walk away?
Sorry.
Yes?
You're really pretty.
Thank you. Who are you?
My name is Kai.
Nice to meet you, Kai. I'm Emran.
Sorry. Yeah, hi, Emran. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd see another of our kind here. I don't know.
Have you been here long?
No.
That makes sense.
I had just gotten to Northern Towerfall right before the calamity. So.
From where? From whence do you come?
I come from the east.
That's a big area.
Across the great ocean to the east from the eastern wilds.
Oh, I don't know what those are.
Well, that's where our race originally is from.
Neat.
You've never been to the homeland?
No.
Like Faerun.
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry. I'm being rude. You're with somebody, and so he looks to you, Wilder, and he goes, I apologize. It was rude of me. I didn't know she was taken. I will.
Oh no.
Excuse me.
No.
I'm not an item. Thank you.
I think she's. Are you in Pooh an item?
What?
No, I meant like I apologize. I'm not. I didn't mean to insinuate ownership, but I meant like in a relationship.
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Oh no. I have a daughter.
My boyfriend dumped me the day I died, so it's fine.
She died once.
Yeah, just once. It happens.
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes you that much more interesting.
That's one word for it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Em, mm-hmm. We should go and see Orbog, who is not her boyfriend, by the way.
You know the missing... You know the missing prince?
Sorry, no, did I say Orbog? I meant Garbro.
It's a common orcish name.
Yeah. No. No, not even talking about an orc. Talking about a... human.
Give me a deception roll at disadvantage.
How's your deception? Can I do it?
That's a 19.
Nice.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure. Oh no, that's a 15 at disadvantage.
Oh. He looks skeptically at you when you're saying.
So you said this is not in Faerun, which is what I believe to be to the east, right? To go back. You said something about a homeland.
Oh, he reaches into his sack that he has coming off of his belt, and he pulls it out, and he goes, I apologize. We read our maps a little bit differently. He points out on the map, and on their map, on his map, our maps are metric, and north is this direction, and he points down on the map.
I don't think that's how metric works, but okay.
I think you're holding it upside down.
Yeah, but it's fine.
He turns it over and he goes, oh no, I am terribly lost.
Are you not supposed to be here? Were you supposed to go the other direction?
I think I was.
That's unfortunate. You've come at quite an interesting time in our history. Anyway, nice to meet you.
No, it couldn't be that unfortunate if I hadn't made that mistake.
Please don't.
I'm sorry. I understand.
Do you?
I'll go.
I don't think so. It's fine.
I apologize. I can tell I'm in the way here. I'll go. Thank you for your time. And he starts to go the other direction.
That was awkward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been in a lot of awkward conversations recently. Okay. Well.
And then he turns around and he comes back to you. He's like, I'm sorry. I feel like...
If you say something about fate or karma.
No. I feel like if I don't do this now, I'm not going to forgive myself.
Please don't kiss me.
No.
Okay.
No, not without your permission.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
But, you know, if you're not doing anything tonight, maybe, you know, we could do an activity together, like you and me, and we could spend some time.
You know what? I lied. I'm with him.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Just didn't want it to be awkward. Okay. Well, have fun with your activity tonight. Oh, bye.
Okay. Bye.
I'll start walking.
Wilder's going to stand there for a second.
Soak it in.
I don't like this. Em, I don't like this.
What? What don't you like?
Now he thinks that I'm with you, and mm-hmm. you're with Pooh, not me.
What? What?
You're not with Pooh.
Oh, currently, I'm with you. And that's how I would like to continue to think about this situation. In the physical plane sense of things.
Let's go back and regroup, please.
Yes. Can we never have this conversation again? That would be great.
I can't promise anything, ever.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. Okay. I'll start walking.
Okay.
I want to make sure this man's not following us, though.
Oh, no, he definitely isn't. Okay. In fact, when you said what you had said, yeah, you did. He was very crestfallen when you said that to him.
Clearly, my type is a man with confidence, so. Sorry, bud.
So where are you guys going?
Back to meet the others.
Yeah, where did we leave everybody? On the beach? In the hut?
I believe so.
I believe.
All right, to the hut. You get back to the beach, and Warbog's just hanging out on the beach.
By himself?
By himself.
This was distinctly what I said not to have happen.
Oh, thanks.
You guys better all be invisible right now, but here...
Oh, they're invisible, all right.
Hello, Your Majesty. How are you?
Hello, my bodyguard. Well, I was alone.
I found Wilder. I see this. Why are you alone?
That's good. Why did you have to find Wilder? What happened with that whole thing?
Well, the castle's having a bit of a rough time at the moment. Finding Wilder
things
was all part of...
Things got heated.
Yeah, they did get quite heated. In multiple ways, I would say. But I'm feeling less stressed.
Romantically, especially!
No, I forgot you were here, Key. You were with me that whole time.
So glad it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
You should have given that boy a chance.
No. No, thank you. Anyway, so basically what happened was I found Wilder, and then I also found the short halfling that is Aileen's little brother, so I hope she's not here listening. He was in the castle going to kill all of Lol's guards. And then we lost him, and by we, I mean I lost him, and then we killed some of the guards instead, so we helped, kind of. We did not get the soul stone, unfortunately, but we did start a fire.
And they do think I'm dead.
Well, no.
Unfortunately, oh. Not.
I tried.
You tried to dead me? I actually agreed to stay here because I thought they would think I was dead.
Olbok, you ever been in a position where you're kind of forced to tell the truth and then you don't know how to lie while telling the truth? That's kind of like what happened.
Magic.
Yeah, but not magic that I could, like, weasel my way out of that I know of.
That's my view of magic.
Yeah. I probably should have just gone to the guild, had them take it, and then I wouldn't have gotten Em or myself in this mess. And I would have gotten you out of a mess. Maybe. Probably.
Of course, they also knew that the plan wasn't really to kill me, it was to deceive. So that they probably would have been caught, too.
That makes sense. Where did the others go? I'm sorry, just to circle back to this.
I have no idea. They said they were going to go take care of something or do something or, I don't know, check on you to see if you were okay. And they thought rather than just sending one at a time and our whole party dying one at a time, it'd be better if all of them went to try to save you.
To the castle?
And that well, I don't know if they made it there. I mean, maybe, hopefully they saw you guys, but I don't know why they aren't following you then.
We didn't see them.
Nope.
Well,
but I'm glad that you're here and not in the castle.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of staying. Plus, it would spoil the whole he's dead thing.
It would.
I mean, I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but, they could scry on the king right now.
Yes. Yes, they could. They also could have done that quite a bit ago when they found out that he was lying. So I imagine it probably already happened.
So, I mean, this might not be the best place to be.
I scry with my little eye.
Also, they could possibly still scry on the king.
Yes.
What about the armor?
Yes, we can put that back on you. Because I do not need it at the moment.
Okay.
I will doff my armor.
10 minutes later.
Then we'll let him don the armor.
I guess I can always look like somebody else, too. I still have the hat, right?
Right.
I look like Callum.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oi. Oi, lad. Oi.
Convincing.
Yeah. I hate my dad.
Wah, wah, wah.
I also hate your father. I don't think I've said that recently.
Yeah, so this is Callum. This is what Callum looks like.
Oi.
But,
nice to meet you. Oi.
It is nice to meet you as well.
So, the castle's in disarray. Soulstone's still in the castle. Apparently, Arlen, I'm assuming, stole the guard roster. So, they were looking for that. And,
why would he do that?
Well, the guild sent him in, as an initiation. They told him he was supposed to kill all the guards.
Well, if he's smart, he'll just cross all their names off and bring it back to him.
I don't think that kills them, though.
It does if it's in a very specific notebook.
If it's red lines. If it's a red line through them, or like an X. Or a skull. I like it when they do the little skulls.
Okay, but I how does that help us, Obog?
I don't know. I may have been drinking a little bit. Shh.
Do you have a middle name we could call you? That way I don't slip up. I keep calling you Orbog, and I almost got caught.
Don't you want to call him by your friend's name, now that he looks like him?
Yeah. Call me Callum. Oi. Hey, lad, I'm depressed.
I'm sad because I'm dead. Boo-hoo.
I thought you were alive now, Keith. I'm very confused.
Callum is the one who made me.
Oh. Interesting. Is he also dead, you said?
But Callum is... well, hopefully not, because then I guess this would be really disrespectful.
No. See, Callum's actually very similar to you because he's died but came back, except he came back undead. It's a whole thing. You guys should actually meet sometime. It'd be a hoot. Totally different people. Kind of like the same very emotional kind of person.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, back at the task at hand.
Yes.
Yes, lad.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Oi.
Perhaps it would be good, and I say this hesitantly, but
is this like actually good or like air quotes good?
I would like to say that it is probably halfway between good and air quotes good, because I'm not the biggest fan of this, but I think maybe we should go to the Thieves Guild.
You don't want to go back and see your crazy brother?
It's... no, not yet. I'm not ready for that. It just seems like it would probably be a good place to not be found.
Or would they try to kill me?
Yes, and also we should probably face to face, maybe not with Orbog, tell them how the plan did not work, so that they don't feel as though we've lied to them.
I have this feeling they probably already know.
That's fair.
But I'm pretty good at imitating Callum, so they won't. I don't think they'll figure it out.
What do you want to do, Orbog? Do you want to go see George? Or do you want to find another place to hide?
We could go back to Lenny's. I could break down a door of a house.
I have a house.
Oh,
but I haven't been there in a while. Thieves Guild is fine.
Okay, we'll go to the Thieves Guild. You only live twice.
Right.
Apparently that is true of many people in your friend group.
Oi, oi.
Two so far.
Hmm.
Right? Two. Yes. All right. Let's head to the Thieves Guild.
Insert traveling music here.
Guys, come around to the Thieves Guild, and as you get outside of it, you see a long line of soldiers standing before the Thieves Guild.
This is why they shouldn't put their name above the door.
Well, as my dad used to say, crap in a hat.
Maybe we should not go there.
Yeah.
Given this.
Let's just turn around casually, lassie.
That is a very good idea.
Come along.
I will slowly
wilder,
turn around.
Whatever you are.
How, when you say a line of guards, what does that mean to you?
They are all posted outside staring towards the Thieves Guild. Like they're waiting for somebody to come out.
Yes, but when you say a line, like is three people a line? Because if you line them up well enough, they could be.
Oh no. This is like 15.
Okay. Well, I said in the castle I could take 16, so this should be fine.
Seeing as Felix Wilder is, been part of the guild for a while, I would assume there's a secret back door somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely is an alternate entrance.
Would that happen to be guarded?
It's like a lot of alternate entrances. It's a network of tunnels.
Yes.
That is not connected to that door, so yes.
I'm gonna hire a plumber.
It looks kind of like it looks like a police box, so to speak.
Doctor, who is here?
Doing like a get smart kind of thing.
And then, but the door is locked.
The door to the secret tunnel.
Mm-hmm. But Felix, mm-hmm. You remember when you were with Stumblefoot when you first started having your memory issues and you had a certain key that you used mm-hmm. to get into the other tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have your Felix memories, you know that this is what's called, this is a handy little tool that all members of the guild have called a key of knock, which can be used once a day for mechanical locks. It opens any kind of mechanical lock once per day.
Okay.
Basically it utilizes the knock spell.
I don't remember if I had that in my inventory or if I gave it to somebody else.
You didn't give it to anybody as far as I remember.
I don't remember giving it to anybody. I'm just making sure because I didn't put it in my inventory. Because what's a key? Well, then. I will deftly pull out my key and look at the other two and go, look at this. And I'm going to use my key on the door.
That is generally how I imagine keys to work, yes?
I was about to say, this has got to be the most underwhelming magic trick ever.
Look, I'm going to put the key in the keyhole and the door will unlock. I am watching.
What would actually be impressive, Wilder, is if I could do magic wings at the back of me like Calumad. But I don't think
Just
I can.
Shut up and come inside.
Okay.
Fine.
I will follow Wilder in.
All right.
I will follow Assuming Wilder in.
His Majesty is going in.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys follow this single tunnel into the Thieves Guild.
Well, we're all single, all
right. Quietly. Quietly follow the tunnel in.
And as you come out, you come inside, and all the members of the Thieves Guild that are there are kind of standing around George's closed door.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with George?
Apparently, there was a deal that fell apart. Like, there was an assassination that was supposed to happen, and somebody went to try to claim it, and then flat out admitted to trying to deceive them for the bounty. It's weird. I don't know. They're having a big yelling match in there. Someone cast silence on the door so we couldn't overhear. We're on pins and needles right now. We're trying to find out what how this is going to resolve.
They who? George and...
Somebody from the castle.
Just subtly okay. Stand in front of Orbach. It's fine.
I mean... I did they lock the door?
Would you want to walk in on George during one of these situations?
Considering the situation, no. No, actually. Also, just so you know, there's a line of guards outside. Are you aware of that?
No, we're all just standing inside this building because it seemed like the happening place to be.
All right. Dumb question. I get it. I haven't been around for a while, okay? Anybody want to play cards while we wait?
Yes.
Or we could leave. I mean, or we could leave.
There is also an option. Yeah. We could also do that, if it seems ideal.
Why are we staying here?
I'm going to walk in the door.
Oh, no. I move completely in front of Orbach.
You walk in the door, and there is an individual that is within kind of a shroud that is talking in a series of hisses at George. And George is like, I assure you, whoever that was that tried to defraud you was not with the Thieves Guild. We do not do business that way. I apologize for whatever misunderstanding. And the being in the shroud responds,
we demand satisfaction. This shall not stand. You have till the end of the day to deliver us the body of Prince Orbach, or there will be a required substitute.
And it turns around and it pushes its way past you out the door.
Can I see what kind of race it is? Sounds awful snaky, but...
Make a
reptile check.
But it's gonna be intelligence based.
No, this is gonna be I'm debating between perception and investigation because its face is very specifically shrouded.
Perception would be great.
I'll let you do perception. Why not? This could be fun.
That's a dirty 20.
You see it? I need you to make a nature check on top of that.
Woof.
To see if you know what kind of race it is.
That's 12.
You aren't super familiar with what it is, but you think that if you were to spend enough time looking through some books, you might be able to figure it out.
I got it imprinted in my brain. I don't trust it. I'm sorry, I don't trust it. I'm keeping, as like, once that person leaves, I'm just very much watching Wilder and George. Once I know the snaky person is gone.
George turns to you, Wilder, and he goes, after he's certain that the visitor left, and he looks at you and he goes, what happened, Wilder. I just put my neck on a chopping block for you. I thought we had a plan. You were supposed to kill Orbog and then res him and then bring the proof to us, and we were supposed to present it.
Right. That's what was supposed to happen, and there was a lot of confusion with the group that I was with. It wasn't as simple as we wanted it to be. It should have been. I messed up, and everything hit the fan. So,
being as you walked in at the end of that, and you heard the terms that we are now under, do you know who's going to be the substitute if we don't have Orbog by the end of the day?
No.
They're going to take me, because I'm the one who's on the hook for this contract with them.
One second. I'm going to lean out the doorway and wave Orbog in.
Come here. Look at Orbog.
I'm sorry I can't see you right now.
Do we want to go in there? Because it looks like he wants us to go in there.
I don't. I mean, I am kind of getting a little bit of a draft back there behind you, but...
I think we've kind of passed the point where we can sneak out without being seen, given that we're in the middle of this room.
But is this Wilder asking or the other guy? Because I feel like the other guy would give me up in prefer? A second.
It was Wilder, not him. And he's
Orbog.
Good people. Mostly. Not Wilder. I don't know about Wilder. He might be.
Fine.
So I'll gently push Imran out of the way.
I will go with him. Excuse me.
Oi. Hey, nice to meet you. My name's Callum.
What, Wilder, is there a purpose to this?
I'm going to shut the door.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a guy. I'm going to reach Oi. Over and pull the hat off of Orbog's head.
Oi.
How dare you?
Sorry, someone sent me a PM.
DM.
Uh-oh.
I believe is what they call those these days.
BM.
Those are the worst.
He goes, I see. He gestures to you, Wilder, and he says, so what do we want to do about this?
So, Orbog.
About what? What's happening?
Well, I messed things up, and I told you that. The plan was that we were going to kill you and then bring you back, and I was going to bring things back to the guild. And that didn't happen. None of that really happened. I messed it up. So we're kind of at a rock and a hard place. We could either kill you, or they're going to take George.
Or
and
I have another solution. You can wear my hat and pretend to be me, and then we could kill you.
Your Majesty, is it Your Majesty? I don't know how this works.
That's
in
fine.
This circumstance.
He's technically still a prince.
You can call me the Mark.
Mark, if you could, I don't think you quite understand how this business works, and it's probably good on you that you don't. These contracts are magically binding. Your dwarven friend, which I don't see here, he's magically bound to a contract with me. I'm magically bound to a contract with the Northern Towerfall King. They changed their terms with this visit. We no longer can settle for just blood-soaked items. Now they are asking for a body.
So basically other people are going to die if you don't have me.
Well, I will if we don't have you.
Well, if I don't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
But if I can't have you...
This is the musical portion of the...
If I don't have you...
Oh, no, we were doing Diana Ross and the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I went a different direction. I'm just saying, how far can we keep this going?
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha, anyway. I gotcha. Anyway, he goes, but he says, but I'm bringing you in here to give you the opportunity to explain to me that that if I were to take the fall, it would be worth it.
I mean, but aren't you saying, what? Wouldn't something happen to Stumblefoot too?
If I go, the marker on him vanishes as the primary owner of that mark.
Well, I don't really, not a big fan of you sacrificing yourself to me. You don't even barely know me, and I don't barely know you. But
that is correct. But it's a matter of perspective. Something that you gain when you work here long enough. If I go on, I'm just a man, a profiteer of human misery, so to speak. However, if you live, you have the prospect to make change that this kingdom needs. And I'm willing to die for that. If there's any cause worth dying for, it's to leave your homeland in a better place than what you left it. I don't have family. I don't have children. I just have my men here. And if my laying down my life for my brethren will make it better for them, then that's something I'm willing to do. But I need you to tell me it's worth it. I need you to tell me that you will not be like your father.
Well, I can promise you that. But speaking of my father, I have a question because... I don't think that the person that you have the contract with is actually really my father.
It doesn't matter. The contract is made. Tell me you'll make it worth it.
I mean, I'll do everything I can, but I can't promise you. I'm only a person. I'm not a god.
You may be only a person now, but when you oppose Vault, or whoever you seem to think it is, you will become more than that. You will become a symbol. You will become a rally cry for a people who cannot fight for themselves.
I do like it when people chant my name. Sorry. Humor's my,
Tell me you will rise to it. Tell me you will make it worth it.
I'll do everything I can. Right now, I don't like the way it is anyways. I was willing to die if I had to.
Fair enough. Felix, take him from here wherever. I don't want to know where he's at. If I don't have to die a liar, I would rather not. I have my affairs to get in order.
Who takes over the guild?
That will be read after my passing.
Secrets. Okay. All right. I'm going to toss the hat back at Orbog. Let's go.
He turns and he looks at Amryn. And he goes, Callista wasn't your fault. You keep this one safe. You hold him accountable to the agreement that he made here.
I will.
And if necessary, you remind him of the price that was paid for him.
He'll make it worth it.
He just nods to you and then gestures at his door and he goes back to writing stuff on his desk.
R.I.P. George. I will go out with them.
All right.
I will write George's name and put a little skull next. No.
Cross it out and ready.
I think I've got a place we can lie low for now. I doubt anybody would find us there. I'm gonna take them to my house.
By about this time, it's about evening now, and as you approach your house, Wilder, there is a light coming through the window.
I get my weapon ready.
I also ready a dagger.
I put my hat on.
I hope you put it on before we walked all the way there.
Just wait until you get to the house. Were you expecting company this evening?
I don't know what I was expecting.
There's a lot of unexpected happening today. Just watch me, and not like as in an audience.
I understand.
Just watch my back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to the door and open it slowly.
You see, Emrin, he has more of an apple bottom. If you look at... Never mind.
I think it's really just the cut of his pants.
Are you stepping in after you open the door slowly?
I'm kind of surveying as I'm opening, so I guess I'm kind of leaning in, but not stepping all the way through.
Okay, as you lean in and you turn your head, you see a familiar blonde-haired 12-year-old girl jump off a couch and run towards you, arms open, going, "Daddy!" as she runs towards you.
I do not use my charge attack that was ready.
Yeah, I crumple to the floor and just sob. And everybody gets to watch that.
But only from the back.
Right. So for all you know, I'm being stabbed by a little 12-year-old girl.
I will slowly start to get closer as well.
Did I just break Dave?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Professional.
He's fine. I'm good.
What are you doing here?
You hear a female voice coming from down the hallway. She goes, "Well, when the calamity happened, we figured this would be the safest place to take her."
How long have you been here?
Probably about a week or so.
It's been a long week.
And as you're talking, you see kind of... Oh, I got to remember what this race is called.
Mermaids.
Not in this
thing. Flopping around, trying to breathe.
You see a woman... or a female with long bluish hair, kind of bluish white hair, with off-white pearloid skin come through. And she's just basically got white eyes with just pupils in the middle. Felix, you recognize her as Leona.
Okay. And what race?
Planetara.
Figure that out. Spell that for me, just so.
Planetar.
Okay. There's a lot to catch up on. Alel, Leona, these are my friends, Emrin.
Oi.
And Callum.
I'm Callum.
It's nice to meet you.
You guys,
She looks at you and she goes, "I see you brought your work home with you."
Yeah. Work's a little more like family now, I guess.
I see. And then she turns and looks at you, Orbog, and she goes, "You can take your hat off. There's no threat here."
Good. The accent was killing me.
Me as well.
I don't know where to start. Emrin, Orbog, this is my daughter, LL. Emrin's a new friend, but she's from here too.
Yes. You could say she's a dear friend.
You could say she's a dear friend.
You could.
And then hello, this one's just...
I'm OT.
One of the grumpy friends that I have. Do I have anything to drink? I think that would be fitting in this scenario.
Adult or otherwise?
Adult.
Adult for those that want it, and obviously not for LL.
And she looks at you, Orbog, and she goes, "Well, two of the adults in the room have spoken their mind. What would you prefer?"
I'm going to say he wants a double.
Probably.
Gotcha. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is that like your girlfriend or wife or what?
Yeah, what is my relationship to Leona?
It's complicated. It's not romantic by any means. She's kind of not quite a mother figure for you, but not quite a sister figure either.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sort of nurturing, but a friend in the same sense.
We're just really good friends. We've known each other for a while. She took care of LL. We haven't caught up on this part, have we? You know, about my daughter.
Vaguely. Right? Sure.
Yeah. So, very recently, I found out that I am Felix, even though I've been Wilder the whole time I've known you guys. And, it's a complicated mess, but basically, when I went as Felix to kill you, Orbog, in Towerfall, things got messed up in my head, and I thought I was Wilder, thought I had a whole other past that I really didn't have. I took her with me. She stayed with Leona, and now we're caught up. That's good enough, right?
How did you meet Leona? She like looks like it.
Well, she was one of the contacts that the guild had that kind of messaged between Towerfall and Faerun. So, she's been a work acquaintance for quite a while, and then we just kind of hung out, had drinks together, that kind of thing. I mean, I was drinking more so than her, but anyway. Yeah, LL. Wow. You've gotten big. I missed you.
Leona's been showing me how to do things. See, watch. And she pulls one of your daggers out of your belt, and she flips it across the room and it buries itself into the wall.
Which dagger did she pull out?
The one that's attuned to your belt of returning.
But did she show you how to do this? And I call it back.
She goes, wow.
Oh, and this is a really cool one. My friend Callum, that's not Callum, that's Orbog. My friend Callum gave me this one. And I open the door and I toss the queen's feather out. And I shut the door and then I teleport to it.
She goes, where'd you go?
And I open the door. Hey, look. Pretty cool, right?
That's super neat.
Yeah. Yeah. How have you been?
It was fine. I was going to school in Waterdeep and I made a lot of friends, but then the tentacles came from the sky and swallowed the town. I guess I don't know. But Leona said it, we had to go. And then she wrapped her wings around me, and suddenly we were home again. I miss my friends.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, I had a boyfriend in Waterdeep.
Oh, no, you didn't. No. No. I think we talked about this. You didn't kiss. You didn't kiss. You didn't kiss, right?
No.
Insight check. It's an 18.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Okay. So, what's your boyfriend like? Would I like him?
Well, you probably would have, but he went up with a tentacle.
You're going to have to tell me more about this at some point. The tentacles weren't there when I left, when I came here. That happened after.
Why did you leave without us, Daddy?
So, I mean, when I...
Leona said you were working and you couldn't be with us until the job was done. And I get that. But if they weren't there when you left, then you left without us. And
yeah, well, some of the things that I have to do for work, they get kind of complicated. And I ran into some bad people. And they actually made me forget who I was, which means I kind of forgot who you and Leona were. I forgot, yeah, like, who I was, everything. And Emrin and Orbog here, and I have some other friends who I need to go find, but they all know me as Wilder. So you'll probably hear them call me that a lot rather than Felix.
She, when you say the name Wilder, she laughs.
What?
They know you by our dog's name?
What's the tell her your last name to?
Orbog, I hate you.
It's Filch. It's Filch.
Yes, that, Wild, is that an animal? Wilder Filch.
Do you have a pet
name? No, that's Filch his middle name.
Oh.
No, that's his middle name.
Well, that's less fun.
Yeah. Anyway,
But
yeah,
you remember me. You remember me now, right, Daddy?
Right. I remember. I think everything. So we're good.
And you're not gonna leave without me ever again, right?
That is not the plan. I plan on staying here, because you're here, and you're the most important thing to me. But I do still have to help Orbog.
And she just jumps up and wraps her arms around your neck, and she goes, "I love you, Daddy."
I love you too, kiddo. I'm glad you're
home.
At
this point, Leona comes in and she, not to call me Daddy in front of Felix. You're a bad man. Leona comes in and she hands a Hefeweizen to Emrin. Sorry, I got wrapped up in character for a moment there. he hands a Hefeweizen to Emrin, a scotch neat to Wilder, and then a double of some black liquid to Orbog.
Can I actually get one of those? And I'll point at Wilder's drink.
Very well. And she
thank you.
Heads
and I'll start
the
drinking
kitchen.
The beer.
Leona, you don't have to go anywhere. Em, you can have mine. That's fine. I can get it myself.
I'll take it.
Yeah, and then she just kind of nods at Orbog, and she goes, "Careful with that one.
It looks like oil."
Yeah, it does.
Would I know what that drink is?
You absolutely would know what that drink is. It's commonly known as the Chaotic Evil. It is a magical spirit that is distilled in a magical way to where its percentage goes above 100 on a paradoxical level.
Have fun with that one, Orbog.
Apparently I will.
And I'm going to find a seat to watch Orbog take this.
Fine. He'll drink him as fast as he can.
Woof. I need you to make a constitution save at disadvantage, please.
I mean, over 100%, I'm pretty...
Orbog dies of alcohol poisoning.
I was going to say.
George's sacrifice was for nothing.
Yep. Did I hit it?
Nat 1. You got a nat 1.
Yeah.
He died of alcohol poisoning.
That's it.
Ouch.
As soon as it clears your throat, you're unconscious.
Yeah, baby.
I will make sure he has a pulse, just to be sure.
As you reach down and check his pulse, Leona giggles and she goes, "No need to worry about that. Nobody dies on my watch."
It's kind of
he's going to sleep. I know, but I'm saying he's not going to die. You could say that that's my area of expertise. At any rate, he's going to sleep very well tonight, and he's going to have a ridiculous headache tomorrow. So if any of you are familiar, have the spell of lesser restoration or possibly greater restoration, I'd say have it on hand in the morning.
Oh, well, he's darn out of luck. It'll be fun, though. He's put us through enough misery. Right, Em. Never mind. Are you okay?
I'm doing great. Today's been very good.
As she says this, her necklace slips off of her neck and falls to the floor and turns into it's like he slipped off of you. And he turns into a miniature stag version, a familiar looking stag version of a Fontar.
I knock back the rest of this scotch.
And he goes, Wilder, I didn't know that you had a kid.
Yeah, I didn't know until a few days ago.
And Leona looks down. She goes, oh, and what do we have here?
Keef. My friend Callum summoned him. He's another friend. Mm.
A soul without a body who's found a suitable host. It's rare, but it happens.
Yeah, I've seen some weird things over the last few years.
What's on your mind, Felix?
We've got a lot of things going on. Currently, trying to make sure that Orbog doesn't get found or killed. I don't know if you know about Loth, and then there's another one called Zaos, and there's another one called Carrick. I think Emran's keeping a list of all of the wacky things that we have to do in our adventures.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I'm tired.
No. I'd love to be able to help you, but unfortunately, unless I'm told to perform my function, I can't quite intervene.
What exactly is your function?
Did you want to tell her or should I? Did you get my note, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell her? Do you want to tell her?
Makes no difference to me. It might be a little bit less alarming if it comes from a friend.
It will be the same information either way, I'm imagining, so.
Yeah. Although for me, it sounds way too calm, so you might actually be more alarmed. Leon is an angel of death.
Okay. So your function is killing people?
I prefer referring to it as taking people's souls to their next destination.
Okay, so you don't do the killing?
If it's necessary. It depends on what the job entails.
And who has to tell you to do this function?
Well, obviously.
If it was obvious, I wouldn't have asked.
My boss.
Uh-huh.
So
I can't tell you his name. If it hit your mortal ears, you would die.
I've done that. I don't remember being ferried to a next life, though, which was unfortunate.
Yes, there seems to be something in the way at the moment. I've been on a bit of a vacation lately.
Yes, I would say someone, not something.
So, big picture here.
Should we wake this one up?
No, probably not.
Fair enough.
This sounds like a dumb question, given how long we've known each other, but what's kind of your range of dealing with making people dead, Leona? Like, obviously, I could die because I'm nothing special. I'm human. What about like a greater entity, something like that?
How great?
Let's say Demon Queen.
Well, that is a sticky question.
Don't say.
As demons aren't mortal creatures, as a result, they can be defeated and temporarily, for lack of better terms, banished. But there's never anything permanent. You know, for instance, if a demon were to break into the primaterial plane from the abyssal plane, if you were to kill them here, they would be banished back to their the abyssal plane, and they could not return for an extended period of time, as is the boundaries of the planes.
Just trying to figure out some big solution to all this.
Leona turns to you, Wilder, and she kind of pats you on the side of the face, and she goes, "It's seldom that big actions ever accomplish much of anything. It's the small steps that make the journey. Walk confidently."
Yeah, it's just been a very, very long trip.
Is there a way to fight demon things?
Usually with weapons.
Yes, I tried that.
Perhaps magic. But maybe if we stopped speaking in figures and you speak plainly with me, I can give you a plain answer.
I believe I was trying, and you told us to walk confidently, which seems like a less helpful solution.
Do you know how many demons there are in the astral plane? You'll have to be a bit more specific.
Oh, see, but we already talked about Lolth and the Zaos one and the Kirik one, so I think those would be the first ones on our list.
Which one?
Let's start small.
Lolth.
She thinks. If Lolth is the least of your problems, then you have some major problems.
Don't we know it?
Is she in her own form?
No.
I don't think so. I think she's taken the form of Ashlyn and is now queen.
I see. Well then, I would not suggest trying a direct attack upon her. That would be folly.
Even if we walk confidently?
If you don't want my advice, by all means, I can be quiet.
I do. It's why I asked.
I would suggest a more indirect route. Is there anybody amongst your friends that you've acquired on your journey that is familiar with the spell banishment or banish?
I don't know. We don't really sit behind a fire and to trade spell stories. So I couldn't say. Stumblefoot maybe, but maybe not yet. I don't know. He's not here.
I would recommend this spell or find some conduit thereof, like a scroll or perhaps an item that is imbued with its power, and covertly use it to send her back to the abyss.
I really wish I would have remembered that you and I were friends, I don't know, years ago?
Us Celestials have been busy, and we lost one of our ranks recently.
Yeah. I might have been there when that happened. We called him the Keeper.
That sounds like a moniker he would choose.
What? Good? Bad? Do you have a dog named Keeper?
No, it's just ironic. It matches his personality. It also kind of matched his job as well.
I could see that. Yeah, that was a rough moment. His son was one of adventuring party.
I believe I'm aware of this, as you've mentioned his son's name several times in this conversation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sincerely hope that he understands how much his father loved him.
Oh, probably not. I know Callum. Do you guys want to, like, I don't know, turn in, or I don't know, unless somebody else has more questions. Well, Orbog's asleep. Wilder's going to, like, go over and just nudge Orbog, like, in the ribs with his boot.
Orbog.
I'm assuming he is with the one that he's kind of.
He just kind of gives a little. You nudge him and he kind of rolls with your foot and he kind of gives a little vomit blurp on your floor. Just a little.
I'll clean that up. I might need some help getting him into a bed or sleeping bag or something.
I'll take care of it. You should tuck your daughter in for the first time in 3 years.
That sounds like a good idea. Em, make yourself comfortable.
I'll already be moving to move my king.
All right. El, let's go to bed. You start any new bedtime trains with Leona while I was gone.
No, but even if I had, it would be best for you to set your own. A daughter only has one father.
True. All right.
And with that, then, I'll be on my way. If you need me tomorrow, just say my name. It was very good to meet you, Emran.
It was nice to meet you, too.
I'll keep watch on Rhoda for you this evening.
Just Rhoda? Should I be concerned about Rhoda? What about the other ones? What is she doing?
She looks down the hallway. I like this one, Felix.
That's not an answer to my question.
Don't stress her out, Leona.
Your family will be fine. Well, your siblings will be fine.
They are my only family.
Indeed, but maybe pray for your parents.
I don't do that.
Fair enough. And then with a twirl, with kind of like a flicker of her
sound
wings,
of wings,
she's just... No, she just kind of, just a quick flicker of her wings, and it's like she was never there.
There's a feather on the floor?
No, nothing. Next morning! Orbog, you are the first to wake up because you have the morning herps. And your head feels like somebody's been chopping wood in it all night.
I don't like that drink. I don't think it likes me either.
Wilder and Emran, you both wake up to what almost sounds like a cat in the morning going.
Could you perhaps do that quieter?
Just a.
Thank you. That would be good. I think I fell asleep at the table, honestly.
Okay.
Just a little bit quieter would be great. Slightly.
All right. What are we doing for breakfast? I'm thinking maybe some waffles, orange juice, eggs, bacon.
Why are all of you very interested in waffles? I don't understand what this is.
Have you had waffles? No. Orbog, you want waffles, right?
No, I feel like I'm already having oatmeal or something is what it looks like.
You need to speak up. I can't hear you.
Please talk quiet.
I can't.
Orbog, you're cleaning that up. Alel, don't look in there. You can sit by Emran, though. And Wilder's going to start making breakfast.
I'm just going to stay at the table.
Making bacon pancakes.
You take the bacon and you put them in the pancakes. So LL goes up next to you, Emran, and she just kind of jumps up and sits on the table and she's looking at you. She goes, hi.
Hello. Do you normally sit on the table?
Do you normally eat here?
No.
Do you normally yell so much?
She goes, so what? Your name is Emran, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I am a guard.
You're a guard. Do you have kids, Emran? Do you have a kid?
I have too many.
Oh, are they my age? I'm, and she tries to hold up 12 fingers, but she's like, oh, I'm 12.
We're not good at math.
I'm 12.
No, mine are a little older than yours.
Oh?
Yep. The youngest is...
I'm not a child.
About 15.
Well, that's not too much older.
Not too much.
What's their name?
Ida. I say with the confidence of someone that knows her sister's name.
This is actually what I do with all of my siblings.
Yes. Ida.
Which one are you? How old am you? Ida.
Are they a dear person too?
Yes. Yep, we all are.
Debatable.
That's neat. I've never met dear people before.
Well, now you have met one. Maybe someday you can meet the rest of us here. Well, minus one, who is also here, but I don't know him. That was very confusing. What's his sentence? I understand.
What? And what's their name?
Venison.
The one that I don't know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird question to ask after I just said I don't know them. But his name was Kai.
If you don't know them, and how do you know that they're here? And then you just knew his name, despite the fact that you said it was a weird question for me to ask what his name was. So it wasn't a weird question.
It was still a weird question, even if I knew the answer.
If it was a weird question, then that was a weird answer.
Yes, it was. I can agree with that statement. He was a very weird man.
Okay. And then she runs over to Orbog and she just jumps up into his lap.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Orbog.
What do you do, Orbog?
I am a very bad prince.
Do you have kids?
Not on purpose.
Oh God, I hope not.
Speaking of, and I wanted to help Felix out with this, you can't kiss boys because that's where babies come from.
Orbog, stop it.
Babies come from boys' mouths?
Yes.
No, I think you're making it worse. No.
Yes, don't. You just
Hey,
don't
do you like pulp in your orange juice, Orbog? Do you like pulp in your orange juice? Chunky pulp?
That's not funny.
I got scrambled eggs. You know, when I'm runny or chunky?
Is your dad always mean?
Alel, he might throw up again.
Maybe we could have bagels and lox with extra salmon. I like that fish. The fishy fish.
That's my go.
Maybe some goat cheese.
You're an evil child.
Hey, why don't you leave Orbog alone? Did you know I was a goat once?
You were a goat? Did you make goat cheese?
No. I wasn't a goat long enough to make goat cheese, which is great because that would be really awkward. But yeah, I know this bugbear. You ever seen a bugbear before?
No.
Yeah, so they're real big, real tall, real furry. Actually, once I figure out where they went, maybe we could invite him over for breakfast. He loves breakfast. His name is Pooh.
That's a silly name.
I know, right? So anyway, he had this... Orbog, can you toss me that hat?
Fine. Catch.
Thank you. And I'm just going to plop the hat on LL's head. All right, think of something.
Think of vomit.
No. Orbog.
Think of a fontar.
As soon as you say think of vomit, she turns into a giant puddle of vomit.
Success.
I'm going to stab you again. All right, Alel, honey, think of something else. Maybe what? Think of yourself.
Now she's going to turn into you.
She turns into an elf boy.
Okay, I think we're done with the hat. And I pull it off her head.
She goes, that was my boyfriend.
Yeah, I figured. Emran, don't let her have this hat anymore, please.
Okay.
You don't seem to be having fun.
Hand it back to Orbog.
You all right? Em, you okay? You're kind of zoning out.
Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm doing very good.
Do you want to do something?
I would love to do something.
Oh, okay. Look, Dad, I learned how to play the trumpet, too. And she runs in with a horn and starts bleeding on a trumpet super loud.
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
It's probably a good idea. Alel, you need to put that down.
Okay.
Sorry, too many adult beverages for them last night. So try and be considerate.
She goes, okay, I'm going to go from my room. And then she runs off.
Okay. Why don't you and Orbog go catch a breath of air, and I'll just sit here, reacquaint myself.
Okay, yes. Perfect, Your Majesty. I will point towards the door.
Okay, I will try to make it.
Maybe we'll get you some water, too.
Maybe I can just lay across your back.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Walking is good, I think.
Debatable.
Okay, we'll go for a walk.
Where are you guys going to walk to?
Around.
Around.
Little jaunt around the block.
All right. The day progresses. Orbog, you're starting to feel a little better as your body is processing. And you're drinking the good water that Nortau has. And yeah. Time passes. Felix and LL get that quality reconnect time. It's about midday now. What are you guys going to do?
We need to find the others.
Yes, I think that would be very good. How did they say anything? They were going to the castle, you said.
That's what they were. They were going to find you and see if they could find Wilder too. Wilder, Felix, or...
I will remember that I have the YouTube.
Yes. I was about to ask him to see if his friend could find them, but yeah, you can use the Tubi thingy.
I will look for Pooh. Not because I like him.
No, not at all.
You find
He's so furry.
You find Pooh in the that sounds so weird. You find Pooh in the YouTube.
Ooh. Who's Whoa. Been using my tube?
And it looks like he's back at your house.
Interesting. That is not the castle. I believe they're at my house.
Why?
Based on what I'm seeing.
Well, I figured, but...
Oh, well then why did you say why?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why he would be there.
Oh, I don't know.
They're looking for you really hard.
I guess so. Seems that everyone does that after I leave.
Maybe something happened.
Perhaps the amount of guards that were running through the city was a good idea that something had happened. Would we like to go there and find them?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I guess. Hobog?
Sure.
Hello? You want to go visit Imran's family?
Yeah, and then I can meet her sisters, and we can be dear friends.
Yep.
That's good here, but between me and you, it's probably not funny to them, right, Em?
Yeah, we kind of hear it a lot.
I'm sure. All right.
But there's plenty, you know, of my siblings to go around, so maybe one of them won't be offended.
We try.
I'll head home.
And on that note is where we're going to cut it off for the evening. It's a little bit earlier than normal, but
figured I'd cut
JS a break, and because I know he's up later than the rest of us when we do these. And no, actually, no, I forget. Dave's in Eastern time too.
Yeah.
So, but okay, we certainly do appreciate you guys hanging out with us and listening. Hope you enjoyed the story this evening. Had to do my best with only having three members of the party at my disposal. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please like, rate, and subscribe. It helps put us in front of like-minded viewers like you or listeners rather, who would be interested in what we do here. That always helps. So until next time, and on the behalf of the three that are with me this evening, stay fresh, cheese bags. Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast with the voices of John Haryu, Catherine Serwinski, Dave Clements, J.S. Earls, Celeste Mora, Josiah Crandall, Eric Campagno, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.
A special thanks to our Blade Level patrons, Julie Earls, Aaron Peckham, Amanda Clements, Branson Boykin, and Matthew Cosby. To learn more about how you can support the show, go over to patreon.com/playinggameswithstrangers.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound. Then buy two, get two free on select varieties of delicious Doritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles chips, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.